Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman today joined a growing field of Democrats who will run for president in 2004. Lieberman, who was Al Gore's running mate in 2000, is the most hawkish Democratic contender, and that could present him with some challenges, given a party electorate that's more liberal. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Joe Lieberman went back to his high school in Stamford, Connecticut today to announce he was running for president.
2 years ago, we were promised a better America. But that promise has not been kept. So today, I am ready to put our country first, to fight for what's right for the American people. Yes, I am ready to announce today that I am a candidate for President of the United States in 2004.
Lieberman joins a long list of Democratic hopefuls. Senators John Edwards of North Carolina and John Kerry of Massachusetts, outgoing Vermont Governor Howard Dean, Congressman Dick Gephardt, and activist Al Sharpton have all announced their intention to run. Lieberman was part of a team that got more votes than any other Democratic ticket in history, so he's well known around the country. He also has a strong donor base from the 2000 campaign, particularly in the Jewish community, a mainstay of Democratic Party fundraising. Lieberman would be the first Jewish major party nominee for president, and to those who worry that his religion would be a drawback, Lieberman says it wasn't a problem in 2000 and it won't be next year. Lieberman's more conservative stance on issues like school vouchers, violence in the media, and foreign policy could be out of sync with the kind of Democratic voters who turn out for the party's primaries and caucuses. On Iraq, Lieberman has been a longtime supporter of using military force against Saddam Hussein, and he didn't back away from his support for President Bush's policy today.
I support what the president has done. I think this is one of those times where you do have to rise above partisanship and put your country's security first.
Lieberman's critics have complained that he downplayed his conservative positions in 2000. Today, Lieberman suggested that's because he deferred to Al Gore. This time, he says, he'll run the campaign my way.
I intend to talk straight to the American people and to show them that I'm a different kind of Democrat. I will not hesitate to tell my friends when I think they're wrong and to tell my opponents when I think they're right. Some mornings when I wake up, I may not know exactly where I am, but I promise you this, I will always know who I am and what I stand for.
Lieberman's advisors speak openly about emulating the campaign of the man he calls his best friend in the Senate, Republican John McCain, whose straight talk helped him win the New Hampshire primary in 2000. Lieberman's strategists hope he will benefit from New Hampshire's primary rules that allow Republicans and independents to vote in the Democratic primary. That's not the case in Iowa, where only Democratic voters go to the party caucuses to choose their candidates. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Gordon Fisher says Lieberman hasn't been to his state as often as the other candidates, but he says it's wrong to assume Lieberman's hawkish views on Iraq or other issues can't sell in the Hawkeye state. In Iowa, Fisher says Democrats are truly up for grabs.
So I think there's going to be a healthy debate that's going to go on within the party, and I think Senator Lieberman's positions on Iraq, on school vouchers, on the entertainment industry, I think there's really a split of opinion on those issues. It's going to be up to Senator Lieberman to try to bring people over to his way of thinking.
Fisher and other Democratic leaders around the country agree there is no clear front runner in the race today. Dean, Kerry, Edwards, Gephardt, and now Lieberman begin on a very even playing field as they set out to convince voters that George W. Bush does not deserve a second term. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.